Chapter 3 Piles of Rubble. Every day, I watched the television news. More buildings fell down, and more people died. Every night, there were lights on in all the flats. People looked out of their windows from all the towers, but nobody saw the buildings fall down. There were bad days at school. Teachers told us, "Sadly, one of your friends is dead." And then they said, "A teacher is dead too." Every morning, I looked for Gaia at school. My stomach hurt because I worried about her. She worried about me too. "Don't go to the shops," she said. "It isn't safe outside. People are dying." I didn't like going to the shops because of the piles of rubble and bricks and metal. But I said, "I have to do the shopping because Mum is ill." "Let's go shopping together," said Gaia. Gaia and I went shopping after school. Two men in hard hats stood on a pile of rubble with police tape around it. Gaia and I stopped and looked at it. "The bricks in the rubble look blue," said Gaia. "That's strange." "You're right," I said. "But let's go. I don't like it here." That evening, on the television there were pictures of the two men in hard hats. The men looked after buildings in Camberwell, and they were dead. Why did they die? Nobody knew. The next morning at school, Miss Faraway didn't give us any work. She started to cry, and she left the room. Another teacher came. "We're all worried," she said. "Let's talk about things together." Lots of people talked to her. I wanted to talk to her, but I didn't say anything. At lunch, Gaia and I talked. "A person didn't kill those men," she said. "The building killed them, I think. The streets aren't safe for us anymore." I didn't understand about the building, but she was right. The streets weren't safe. "You mustn't go to the shop anymore," she said. "Okay," I said, because she worried about me. But I had to go out that evening because Mum and I needed some milk. There were lots of police officers in the streets. Some of them were near the pile of rubble, and I thought about the two men in hard hats. I ran fast to a shop and bought the milk. Then I started to run home. I went past the police officers again. Suddenly, all of them fell down onto the street, and I was very frightened. I heard Gaia in my head. "Run, Addy, run," she shouted. Quickly, I ran home. I closed the door, and I was safe again. That night, the television news was about the dead police officers. Why did they die? Nobody knew.